We're about to enter into an interesting weekend, of course, because not only are we entering into Halloween, which is tomorrow, and then the following day, as is always the case, is the Solemnity of All Saints. So Sunday is actually not going to be the 31st week in Ordinary Time. It's going to be the Solemnity of All Saints. And that begins that month that I was discussing earlier, where we're focused on the end times and our own time when we will be united with Christ. So this whole weekend begins that, and in the midst of this is, of course, the election, which is on Tuesday. So as you can see, we've got some interesting things coming up, and, you know, we've got a lot of people who are looking at all this time with great trepidation. So we'll have to see how everything is on the other side. But in the meantime, what is our focus? Our focus is always on Christ. And this is that month that calls us to be focused especially on Christ and recognizing that ultimately, no matter how successful we are in our lives, we ultimately are most successful if we are standing successfully in Christ's eyes in front of him at his throne. So one of the ways we always do that is to be focused on living the cardinal virtues as a servant of Christ. And that's what Father Adriano Zandana has been talking to us here on the Voice of St. Anthony Parish, Molson, Massachusetts, here on WROL. And Father Adriano Zandana is now going to give us chapter 4 of his talk on the virtue of temperance.
Hello, Father Bob. Hello, everyone of you. God bless you all. Father Adriano Zandana from Canção Nova Community in Brazil, here with you again. Let's continue our conversation about the cardinal virtue of temperance. This virtue is very, so important in our lives because without being temperate, we can't build a healthy relationships, we can't love, we can't obey God, we can't be good people, good Christians, we can't make reasonable choices without being temperate. Well, especially in our relationships, many relationships fail today because people are unable to be a part of love that isn't about me. You need to love yourself, of course. Don't get me wrong, we need to have self-respect, but our love in a relationship can't solely be focused on what I get out of it. Love in a relationship is give and take. Sometimes it's a lot of give, and our love for God is in a relationship of reciprocity. You can't love God because you expect him to perform some service for you. These types of selfless love are fundamental. Fasting, as I've mentioned last show, is one of the ways that we can learn to strengthen our selfless side. When controlling instinctive desire, we learn to focus more on what is truly important. We don't love our children, for example, because of what they do for us. When we consider self-love, it isn't about simply doing what feels great at this moment. We invest in the love we give all our families, and we need to invest in the love we give ourselves. Fasting is a great way to achieve temperance. Fasting is an investment in self-control. Many of the aspects of our culture revolve around the celebration of food and sexual pleasure. Those are instantaneous and temporary things that give us a moment of pleasure and can give terrible lasting effects. We need to learn to free ourselves from the negative influence of this right now culture. If we want to be free to have genuine love, we need to free ourselves. God can set us free from this prison of this right now culture. As we see in the Bible, fasting also is a powerful tool that lets the mind rise more freely to the contemplation of truth. Right now, truth doesn't have a lot of power in our culture, unfortunately. We deny the objective truth when it is inconvenient for our daily life, in particular in the area of morality. Popular culture is based almost solely on consumption and artificial sensuality. Through temperance, we can control our addiction to this meaningless pop culture. If you are obsessed with what looks good, what feels good, what tastes good, it pulls you away from what we know to be truly meaningful: faith, true relationships, and community. We need to use temperance to avoid behaviors that works against us, against our family, against our Lord. And it's important to talk a little bit about how we behave and how we talk about other people and things as well. St. Thomas includes unseemly joy as a vice arising from gluttony. Gluttony is more than just eating too much. It is an attitude of wanting too much. Everybody wants to be happy. And our Instagram society seems to demand that we show to the world, a purely positive view of our lives. Happiness is a good thing. God gave us these emotions, remember, but exaggerating our laughter and laughing and joking to cover up our doubts and insecurities is in itself a kind of gluttony. If your joy depends on things, or a new phone, or a vacation, or some new app, it isn't true joy. The slightest change in circumstance can knock down the house of cards. Sometimes you might catch yourself talking just to fill up the silence, like you're afraid of what you might think. The desire to be the center of the attention can cover up a more fundamental need that you have in your heart or soul. St. Thomas warns us about the use of language. Talking too much or manipulating the truth just to get attention falls into the same basket as abusing food and or drink. Words should be employed for good, to teach, to show the truth, to improve the world, not to cover things up or manipulate or simply draw the attention of others. We have to remember what I've said to you before. There is a natural order to pleasure, to the pleasure of food and drink and companionship and sex. Essentially, these things are good because they lead to our survival and survival of mankind. God didn't make these things pleasurable just for you to resist them. But just as we can exaggerate in our appetite for food and even our need to talk to others, we can abuse the emotions relating to the sexual pleasure. St. Thomas points out that sexual pleasure is even more oppressive against reason than food is. So we need to be more attentive to our control of these desires and emotions. If you give in to unrestrained lust, it damages your ability to resist temptation and weakens your strength of will. It's especially hard for people to exercise restraint in contemporary Western culture. Fulfillment is popularly understood to mean to satisfaction of desire. Sex is supposed to be an expression of selfless love. Loving the other as you love yourself, in which you give and receive. So much of popular culture is focused on the moment of pleasure that sex can become self-centered, just a tool through which you will use or misuse other people, and so discard them. It's a terrible sin. Well, that is it for today. Keep it all in mind. And next week, I'll be right back in order to wrap this reflection up about the cardinal virtue of temperance. And it is important. Keep it in mind. Ask God, His Holy Spirit acting you, healing you, and ask God for help. Ask to Him, Lord, please, give me this gift, temperance. Make me strong enough in order to control myself, my inner desires, my unreasonable desires. Make me able, Lord. That is it. Please, Lord, send upon us right now your grace, your Holy Spirit. Make us able to overcome our failures. Make us able to love you, love people. Make us able to make good decisions, Lord. We ask your help. Without you, we are unable to do what is right, to choose the right path for our life. Send upon us right now your Holy Spirit, Lord. Please help us. We need you. We beg you. Send upon us your grace, your Holy Spirit. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See you next week.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And of course, that's Father Adriano Zandana coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil. Great teaching. And he really explains so well how it's important for us not to be focused on immediate pleasures as the end all and be all in our life. They have a place in our life when they are used properly. Otherwise, without them, we would end our race and we would starve to death. But at the same time, if we understand that those pleasures are there within their context, but the greatest thing is to focus on that which brings us eternal joy. So again, great job teaching us about the cardinal virtue of temperance, and that was the fourth in his series on temperance. In the meantime, we'll see you on Monday right here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't forget our program at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend and enjoy All Saints Day on Sunday. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.